You're listening to Morning Edition on KRCU, and I'm Colin Ritter. The number of homeless students in Missouri has doubled in the last decade. And in rural school districts, the problem is well hidden, leaving many schools to pick up the slack. In the first of a series, Living in the Shadows, KRCU's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson looks at how one of the largest school districts in southeast Missouri is dealing with the spike of homeless kids.
It's the lunchtime rush at Cape Central High School. As a sea of students are bobbing and weaving through the crowd in noisy hallways, you've got your jocks, the nerds, the popular kids, and everyone else in between. But you won't see this elusive group. Homeless youth. They're a needle in a haystack because the kids...
The kids are in no big hurry to tell you.
That's Teresa Taylor, a business teacher at Cape Central High School. Taylor says these kids stay quiet, largely due to teenage rebellion and the fear someone will rat them out. But when she does find out, it's usually from a worried friend.
Students will come up and say, did you know so-and-so got kicked out of the house? Did you know that so-and-so is living on their friend's couch, which is common?
Many of these teens are working 40 hours a week, sleeping in their cars or crashing at a friend's house. They go to school the next day as if nothing's going on.
It's really sad, you know, to look at a kid that's 16, 17, 18 years old, and they slept on the street last night.
Recently, though, one of her students was homeless because her mom kicked her out. The student told Taylor she felt disgusting because she couldn't shower or wash her hair.
And if you know that ahead of time, you can be a little bit more considerate. You know, I gave her scented hand lotion because I thought at least that would help.
The numbers are growing. Nearly 8 years ago, Jackson R2 School District had zero identifiable homeless students, while Cape Girardeau Public School District had 22. Last year, those numbers surged to 235 for Jackson and 192 for Cape Girardeau.
I tell my students that quite often about you don't know who's walking beside you in the halls. You don't know if that kid is homeless.
Donna Cash is the state homeless coordinator for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. She says these numbers don't show the true extent of the problem because many kids don't see themselves as homeless.
Those students are what we refer to as doubled up. So they're living with other family members or friends of the family. So oftentimes they don't identify themselves as homeless because they don't believe they're homeless.
Under federal law, students without a fixed, regular, and adequate place to stay for the night are considered homeless. This law helps students maintain a path to academic success when life's situational challenges create obstacles, hindering students from succeeding in the classroom. Like if
that older teen or older student is staying home watching the younger children so mom and dad can go out and try to find jobs. The school district would help that family then find daycare so that the other student could go to school.
Schools are trying different ways of fixing a well-hidden problem. Teachers donate clothes and money, and Cape Central High School social worker Carolyn Thomas reaches out to local agencies, pastors, and banks for help. She says the key is building a relationship with parents when a student is on the verge of being homeless.
And sometimes it's getting resources for mental health services, counseling, family therapy. Sometimes it's keeping a family together. And keeping that home intact.
But when that's not an option for students, business teacher Teresa Taylor says education is the best remedy. She knows because she's seen these same kids transform into full functioning adults.
They did make it. They've got a good job. They got their education. They're on their feet. And for them to come back and say things like, thank you, because you cared. And some days, just the fact that somebody cared was important.
And to Taylor, caring can bring an invisible problem into the light and make a huge difference in a student's life. For KRCU, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.
Join us next Friday for part two of this series. To hear this story again, visit krcu.org.